USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Another day, another court is blocking a vaccine mandate put in place by the Biden administration. This time the mandate being blocked for federal contractors by a Georgia court. The judge saying Biden likely went beyond his authority and the mandate is now stopped from going into effect nationwide. Today calls for reflection and gratitude on the 80th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack.
I seen seamen jumping in the water covered with oil that was on fire. Most of them died in the water. Most of them died, and the rest of them died when they reached the beach.
Pearl Harbor survivor and Chandler, Arizona resident Jack Holder. Early this morning, President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden paid their respects by visiting the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Republicans are reacting to a vaccine mandate put in place in the Big Apple.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, on his way out of office, is forcing his vaccine mandate on the private sector in the Big Apple. Republican Representative Fred Keller from Pennsylvania on Newsmax weighs in on the intrusive governmental overreach.
Well, the response is that I think that people that elect the office need to respect and have the confidence in the people that send them to serve that they'll do the right things. And they can keep themselves safe. They can keep their customers safe. They can keep their team safe at their jobs. And we saw that happen all through the pandemic when we didn't have the vaccines and we didn't have the therapeutics and we didn't know as much as we know now.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate has confirmed Jessica Rosenworcel to chair the FCC. She has a 5-year term and is the first woman to lead the agency. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The CDC is recommending something new as holiday gatherings ramp up. The agency wanting people to get a rapid COVID test before any indoor parties to protect children and those at high risk. The guidelines have been updated as a new Omicron variant spreads to 19 states. Regarding COVID, former Trump testing czar Admiral Brett Jouar reminds everyone on Fox News.
If we set our sights on going to zero COVID, we will never satisfy that. I really don't believe we will. COVID will be endemic, meaning there will be strains that circulate. They will change. But we want to make that a minimal risk disease by vaccines, by pre-existing immunity, by the oral drugs. We need to get along with our economy. We can't ruin our children. We can't throw people into depression and cause them to be more addicted and die of overdoses. We have to get on with our lives and live with this with all the tools we have right now.
In Michigan, Oxford Community Schools has denied Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to do a third-party review of the events leading up to the deadly murders at the high school last week. Nessel saying she's extremely disappointed by the decision. She adds the tragedy demands a united effort from all of us who serve the Oxford community. 4 students were murdered and 7 others hurt by a 15-year-old student. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.